not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. And folks, it's really a lifestyle podcast. We've got some voicemails that we're going to get to. Some very, like, I think they're pretty cool voicemails. My first co-host, Stephen Hartzell, how are you doing?
I'm good. Nice tease on the voicemails. Very nicely done. Very professional. Yeah.
I'm working on it, man. I'm trying to be more professional.
You're dialed today. You're really locked in.
I had a super dialed in week, honestly.
That's not a joke.
It's not, like, I got two videos done, a podcast done, and like the videos, I mean, I've shot them, edited them, and then the podcast, that's done. Because I did get pissed off this week between it's compounding with Dion and Golding, and then now John Sumrall. Like, it's I
what'd Sumrall do?
He said, don't tell me that something's hard. You get money now. Shut up, bro.
Go Gata.
Yeah, that's your boy. That's your boy.
I mean, there is a segment of the population, the college football population, that agrees with that sentiment.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I think those people can suck shit.
Okay, very good.
Like, if a 19-year-old comes up to you and says he's having a hard time with something, you say, no excuses, you get paid? Okay, cool. No, that's a good way to be.
Well, it's look, we don't have to live absolutes here. It could there are very different problems that a 19-year-old could be coming to you with.
As a leader of men, you don't get to just say, you get paid, shut up, bro. That's the way he said it. No, I think it sucks shit, and I think about this a lot. They're supposed to be teachers. They're supposed to be leaders of men. They're supposed to, honestly, and no pun intended, but they're supposed to take your boys and turn them into men. And I don't think fines, I don't think being upset that they live near you, and I don't think that saying, basically, suck it up, buttercup, you get paid, I don't think those three things to me aren't answers to what you want. And again, we've talked about this before. I'm not in love with everything that Dabo does, like, but he is trying to grow these young men. He's trying to grow these boys that he brings in into young men.
Look, so, I don't think it's a one size fits all approach to handling the modern. We're just talking about football student athletes,
right?
You know, like it's very nuanced, and it's very difficult. I like just right. the evaluation what, that, of all of it.
In the words of Dom Draper, that's what the money's for. With respect to coaches' pay, right? That's what the money's for. It's not like these guys are working on pennies and dimes.
I'm just saying, if it's a mental health issue, if it's a personal issue that a student athlete's dealing with, he goes to the coach. Those coaches are equipped to win football games. I mean, they're not. Some of them are very much not equipped to handle real life issues, situations.
This guy makes $7.5 million a year.
This is Sumrall we're talking about?
Yeah, Sumrall, $7.5 million a year. If a kid says, coach, it's hard. It's hard. I don't care if it's hard on the field or off the field or learning something in the meeting room. He says, it's hard. You don't tell him, shut up, bro. Can you imagine? Hang on. Let me, no. Because my parents were teachers before they became administrators.
No one's arguing.
My dad taught pre-calc. He taught calc. Like, my mom taught algebra, algebra 2. She taught all that shit, right? If a kid came to her And it, guess what? I don't care. The kid's getting paid. Okay, good deal. Not from the coach, by the way. Not from the school, by the way. But the kid is getting paid. The kid gets, you know, $100 a week to be at school. If that kid came to my parents and said, hey, it's hard. I'm having a hard time with this. Like, this is hard. My mom and dad would never say, shut up, bro.
I understand. Those are not that's not an apples to apples comparison. Like, I understand what you're saying. Because you're talking about middle school, high school aged kids.
I'm not trying to start shit here, but Hartzell, is there any part of you that doesn't want this to be a problem because you want Florida to be good again?
I think
I'm not calling into question what I'm saying? Do you think Florida, there's a little piece of you?
Look, I think Florida fans see that quote and they're like, hell yeah. That's why you're here.
They think the team needs to be like we've lacked toughness or whatever.
That's why you're here. That's why you were hired, so that we can get back to being relevant, because we're not, and we haven't been.
All right, Hartzell, I'm going to pull a quick trigger.
Sure.
253.
It wasn't that quick. You gave him a warning.
I got a couple 253s. Seahawks, okay.
Tennessee saw Greg up in North Carolina. Someone who was born and raised off of a military base outside of Seattle. Huge fan of that Super Bowl. I'm glad that every time my beloved Seahawks win, it's the most boring shit for everybody else. but back to talking about food, as someone who's on the road about 14 to 16 days a month, I continually have a conversation with my coworker who, when we're wherever the hell we are, they're like, oh, this doesn't, you know, whatever food they're trying, they're like, oh, I don't like it. I was like, that's because they don't make that shit here. I remember specifically being in South Carolina, and these guys were like, yeah, brisket wasn't very good. I was like, well, it's because you're in a pork state, so my pork is delicious. When we have a layover in Texas, get some fucking brisket. And then when we're in one of the Carolinas, get some fucking pork. Like, you know, I grew up outside of Seattle. If anyone came to visit me from anywhere else, I'm like, we're going to go get some Dungeness crab and salmon.
Yes.
Because we're going to do it better than everyone else. And that there's a misguided thing where people who love you are like, you're from such and such. You know, Michael, you're from a place that loves barbecue. Here's our favorite barbecue. No, that's not it. Do the opposite and say, hey, this is our best food that we make in this state. You know, when I go visit some family in Minnesota, I just brush cheese curds and like Euro food. And yeah, that's perfect. I don't need you to take me to your favorite barbecue spot because it's not going to be good. I don't need it to be good. I'm out in California now. These dudes fuck with tri-tip. Guess what? I'm a big tri-tip fan now. Nice. They throw that on the smoker. It's delicious. So yeah, just if you're playing away games, play, you know, eat at the correct away game. That's my only advice to anyone ever about food. And yes, Chinese food, as you guys are talking about in this episode, we have some places where I live where I got to ask people, hey, do you want Chinese food that you know, or do we want to go get Chinese food? We can go get takeout, or we can go sit down Szechuan style, where we're not going to be sure what some of the items on the menu are, but they're all going to be good, delicious. So, all right, boys, let's grow. We'll talk to you later.
Perfect call. No notes. Can I just say Chinese food with my mom? Top notch, dude. And guess where the restaurant was?
Charlotte?
Yeah, of course it was in Charlotte. What do you think? I'm driving somewhere else?
I don't know. Maybe you went to Gastonia.
I started with the closest Chinese food store to me. And I asked one simple question. Do you guys have whole wings? No, we only have like flats and drums. Then I went to the next closest Chinese food store. Do you guys have... this is on the phone, by the way. I'm not driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys have whole wings? No, but I think there's a place in Elizabeth that has whole wings. It's like, okay, let me call that place. Let's call that place. Do you guys have whole wings? No. Flats and drums. But try this place. It's in Eastway. Okay. call it. Do you guys have whole wings? No, just flats and drums. Oof. I was like, okay. They're like, but there's this place on Albemarle Road, Chin Chin. Shout out to Chin Chin, by the way. They're like, I think they have whole
club.
I think they have whole wings. I called Chin Chin. They were like, yeah, we got whole wings. I was like, can I get two orders of whole wings, fried hard, beef and broccoli. Give me the fries with one of those orders of wings, and then give me wontons, or excuse me, dumplings, and give me crab rangoon, and then I also, you know what, for me, I'm going to have sesame chicken.
Pro tip, double order crab rangoon. Eat one in the car on the way home.
Nah. I mean, that's a good move. I like that move.
That's my move.
So here's the thing. Do you know where Chin Chin is?
Charlotte.
Oh, my God. Chin Chin is like two stoplights from my mom's house.
How about that?
So my mom, I get in the car to go pick this food up. And I text my mom. I said, Mom, I'm going to pick the food up at around 4:30-ish, 4:45. And then I'll be back home by 5:15, 5:30-ish. So I'll see you in the 5 o'clock hour. My mom already, because my dad, I guess, texted her and was like, aren't you over at his house for lunch? And my mom thought she was supposed to be at my house for lunch. Even though my mom and I talked, and we knew this was going to be a dinner. We talked about it on the show, didn't we?
We talked about you guys going, yes, we did.
We talk not going. We talk about her coming to my house to eat dinner. So, my mom is. It's like ships passing in the night. I drive past my mom's house to get to this place to pick up the food. Drive back home, rush hour traffic in Charlotte, which sucks. We get the food home. Boy, it was hitting. And now my mom knows she can just go there and get hard fried whole wings. And she can do, this is what my mom likes. She likes a pork and beef fried rice. Listen, Miss Rebecca knows what she likes. And she gets it. Listen, I tell you what, I got three ladies in my life, and what my babies want, my babies get. But it was hitting. Also, shout out to the caller. I totally agree. Do you guys agree with his idea that is like, take us to what your best food thing is?
That's a good question to ask, yeah.
I'm asking you the question.
I learned this lesson the hard way in Ireland, study abroad, 2004. I was like, hey, instead of eating at this pub and having a, you know, the carving board and you know, the local fare, let's try out this Mexican restaurant.
Terrible?
Awful. It was just a terrible idea. that was just a poor decision. That only happened one time, but it illustrated the point of, hey, man.
You couldn't get the stuff that you wanted.
This is not the place for that.
Right. I think there are certain cities. I think probably Houston, Atlanta. I'd argue Charlotte. That can do, they have multiple, vibes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Houston has a real big Vietnamese scene. Is that correct?
I've never been to Houston, but that I feel like that tracks. It's a lot. Yeah. I mean, Houston's a top 8 city population-wise in the country, maybe higher. It's a humongous city.
But Houston also has a huge Cajun population, especially people that were displaced by Katrina. So they have this New Orleans, Cajun food scene, plus they have the Vietnamese scene, Plus, they have the Texas like barbecue scene. So they can do those things all. There's a lot of variety. And then I think Atlanta pulls from the pork states, right? South Carolina, North Carolina. But also does, like, there's a lot of people that move there from New York, and they do some of that food really well, too. And then, listen, I'm going to stand up for Charlotte every day of the week, baby. We got some good food. Anyone that says otherwise is lying to you. But let me tell you something. When you said a good story, because that, you're mine, I didn't go to Ireland to find out that people can't cook stuff. I went to Michigan.
I'm still going to defend Michigan as a state and a destination.
You want to eat barbecue there? Just for charity bowl purposes, if nothing else, but yeah.
You want to eat barbecue there?
Well, no.
Oh, no, man. I want beer. I want beer and walleye.
All I'm saying is,
give me some curds.
My first
trip do cheese curds, right?
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Hartzell, take me through a meal on your golf trip.
They do conies. They do conies. You got to get it. Have you had a coney?
Starts with the PN.
Starts with the PN, eh? What is a coney specific? Like a Coney Island hot dog? What is this?
Yes.
Coney. What is that?
Yes, they have like conies. Okay. And it's, okay, like, cool. It's a hot dog that they have. And they have,
do
like,
they have boardwalks like these, at like, these lakes? These lakes are, well, these lakes are like beaches, right?
Yes.
No, they're not fucking beaches. It's a shore.
But they're treated like beaches. The culture around these lakes is like coast culture at Myrtle, right?
Yeah, I think it's bullshit.
Not Myrtle. That Myrtle's an extreme case. But yeah, dude, people go hard. They got there's parts of Michigan that have these giant dunes, like massive dunes, like what you're used to at like Kitty Hawk, Outer Banks.
Yeah,
like,
they
massive
got those out
dunes.
There.
Yeah.
Really?
It's,
how did that happen? I wonder.
Probably reclaimed.
You think so? I'm fascinated by like geographical anomalies like that. Unless, yeah, maybe it is man made from something else, but like, it's pretty sick.
All I'm
that
saying
they have that. I would never associate Michigan with dunes.
So here's my first trip to Michigan. Right, I gotta go meet my now wife's family. At that point, we were just boyfriend girlfriend. They're like, oh, we know something that you'll love. We're gonna take you to this barbecue restaurant.
I would never say anything like that to you, Felder. Like, didn't matter the situation. Like, even
they
if I thought
me.
You might like
I,
it. Yeah, but even if I thought you might like a thing, I'd be like, I'm not saying this because he doesn't love much.
They're like, we're going to take you to this barbecue restaurant. And we went, and I was like, this shit is, what is below mid?
Reggie. I
mean, shitty. Bad.
Bad. Not even Reggie. It was bad. Oh, that looks
Sickle
like a
Fritz.
Cool place to sit on the beach. It goes straight down.
I didn't say it was. I'm just illustrating the dunes.
It's not a
beach. but they also have like sandy shore. Well, does it help, Felder, if I say sandy shores, sandy shorelines?
That I'll take that.
Is that better? Is that more acceptable?
Bruh.
So they have these, but they also have sandy shorelines too. Interesting.
Bruh, so
the water's so blue. Wow, bro, or clear.
They,
you know,
they took me to this barbecue spot. Bruh, remember that barbecue plate that we had in the dock?
Yeah, it was the one I put it from the place I went in Missouri.
It looked like that shit. It was so bad. I was like,
we've got shared trauma. We've got shared trauma, bro.
Bro, it was so dry. And I was like, can I get like some sauce? And they were like, and then they just brought me out like this like KC masterpiece. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
KC masterpiece. Yikes.
Bruh. One of the reasons I fuck with Hartzell, when you went to Michigan, I know you did not get any barbecue. And
no,
I love that,
man.
About you.
No.
Right. And then, hang on. I wake up in the morning. This is when your boy was still eating breakfast. I was like, I'll go pick up breakfast for everybody from like McDonald's. It's right around the corner. So I'm like, I'll just go get it. And my wife, you know, she wants a sausage and cheese egg McMuffin. No problem. Her mom wants, I guess, the same thing, whatever the fuck ever, hash brown. And I said, can I get a crispy chicken biscuit? And they're like, they looked at me like I had fucking four ears.
Like it was England or something. Like what?
They were like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, a crispy chicken biscuit. It's a...
Sir.
Crispy chicken.
Sir, we don't do fried chicken here.
And they don't do biscuits.
Everybody knew as soon as you walk through the god dang door, you're going to get some chicken.
Like, oh my God. Like, give me.
What the fuck? Holy shit.
Is that Chappelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But God, I just didn't expect it.
And I was just like, I guess I think that might have been what started me not eating breakfast anymore.
You ever see something that was so racist you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that shit was racist.
Yeah.
Good call.
But like, they were like, we don't have biscuits.
Sir.
We don't have crispy chicken. They were like, what are you, huh? Yeah. Like, they looked at me like I was an alien.
Dude.
I would have said, oh, so y'all's life sucks, huh?
I feel like the three of us should go and give Michigan another chance, because I know that I could. I mean, I would light Cerber's lamp. I mean, dude, casinos.
They got casinos up there, right? Yeah, casino and free.
They got casinos in the airport.
Dispensaries, elite golf. Felder, I'll just rent a place that's got a nice kitchen and stock the fridge.
Listen, you guys come home, you'll be fully fed.
Need it. Because you know we're going to be hungry.
Yeah.
We got to huddle up off mic, too, about another hit D mission.
We offered our caddy the pen when we were playing this very nice course, and he was like, I can't. He was like, look up on that hill right there. That's my boss.
That's my boss.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Let's go 404. Is it Claw?
Let's see. Ain't no laws when you're drinking Claws.
What's up, guys? It's Cody in Atlanta. Glad you guys liked my rendition of Dragula. Am I the first person to get two things on the soundboard? Because I'm also the Blue Apron guy. Anyway, that's not what I'm calling about.
All-star.
I'm calling about Felder talking about his neighbor and sort of being disrespectful of his job. Ask any lawyer about that. I started law school in 2015, and it has been 11 years of terrible-ass lawyer jokes, including my own, cousin-in-law, cousin's husband, whatever he is. One of the first things that he ever told me was, oh, you're a lawyer? Man, I fucking hate lawyers. And then I laughed, and he did not laugh back. He was very serious. And those kinds of conversations happen all the time. It's very bizarre how many people you say, I'm a lawyer, and they say, I fucking hate lawyers, and they don't think that there's anything weird about that. So, anyway, Felder, you're not alone, but also fuck that lady, and let's grow.
Yeah, I just don't, like, my wife and I had a big conversation about it, actually, last night, because she went and hung out with her, which, I'm not in charge of that, but she was like, yeah, and she keeps, like, pretending like it's funny. And I'm like, it's not funny.
Also, Cody, thank you for the call. And while I have you.
Dig through the ditches and burn through the witches and slam in the back of my Dragula.
Love it. You love it. Dude, I love to hear it.
I annoyed Chelsea so much.
Same.
The weekend before last, I guess, because I just kept singing it.
Yeah.
Oh, like she would say something to me, and I'd be like, "Oh yeah, well, what about?" She was so mad. So thank you for that, Cody. Thank you so much.
That was really good, dude. Listen, you can't beat Dragula. You can't beat it.
So good.
Can't beat it. No, I yeah. First, can I just say something? I like lawyers.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I like good ones. They make my life easier in a couple of different situations.
Yeah, I'm involved in...
Nothing where I was going to get in trouble, but like I was going to have a huge headache on my hands if I didn't have a good lawyer to handle it.
I'm involved in two lawsuits right now.
You love to see it.
Are you allowed to disclose any of those details on the show?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about it. I'm getting sued by fucking On3. I didn't even work for Paramount 24/7 when this whole decision came about. So I don't even know why I got to be deposed. And then I'm getting sued, or I'm in a lawsuit for the Messenger. Shout out Ryan Nanny. And I'm in a lawsuit because they owe me money.
Pay this man.
Pay this man his money.
Yeah, dude. The amount of I was in a lawsuit with my former agency when my agent moved to a new agency, and they tried to sue me for back pay, and I was like, I'm not in charge of this, dude. Sue him. Don't sue me.
Boy named Sue.
There's like, yeah.
Life ain't easy.
That's John Wayne.
Johnny Cash.
Is that Johnny Cash?
Yeah, it's a song.
It's a song. Yeah. You know what I was thinking? God dang it. I was thinking of the Sons of Katie Elder.
Oh, okay. Also, his name was Marion, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like having the name of Sue.
Also a draft dodger, just for the record.
Yeah, he was. Yep. I don't love John Wayne on a personal level.
Neither do I. You know, you also used to have...
It's the Academy Awards incident that bothers me the most.
What bothers me the most is that he has these... He used to have these, like, rooms where people would have sex, and he had, like, one-sided mirrors, and he used to just watch them.
I'm not here to not shame anybody's kink. As long as they knew what was going on.
That's the thing. Like, I don't think they knew.
They didn't know? Yeah, his kink should be shamed then, in that case.
That's what I'm saying.
That's another reason, though. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. Well, he's just watching getting slammed in the back of that Dracula.
Hartzell, did you know that John Wayne was like Salvador Dali?
I did not. In what way?
They both like to jerk it to other people doing it.
Got it.
So here's Warriors. The thing. He only became a star because he dodged the draft, and all the other actors went to war.
They went to Korea in World War II. He's like, I'm chilling in Hollywood.
He's like, oh, guess what? You know what? I'm making movies, bitch.
I live in Hollywood, Pilgrim.
Which is like, I mean,
what did he say? He was like flat-footed or some shit? How'd he get out of it?
Something like that. Like, he just, I don't know the official thing. I just know that he's a draft dodger, and that's not the most uncool thing.
Yeah.
And then you pretend to be this, like, America's tough guy.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's okay. I will say that. It's okay to not want to get drafted. That's totally cool. But then if you'd, like, try to pass yourself off as Mr. Patriotic, like, go America right-wing guy after that, well.
Yeah.
But they're too stupid to see, so, you know, whatever. Let them have it.
It's, yeah. All right. Let's see what we have. Hartzell. Do we have a 256?
Sure do.
Slow down. All right. A little quick there.
I pressed play on this 10 seconds ago.
Hey. 10 right. seconds.
There might not be anything on there. Because I don't. The time code is showing nothing.
Yeah, there's no audio here.
System all works.
Right. Listen. I got it. This one should be about 32 seconds. 571.
Yo, I just want to let y'all know that Tuesday, February 17th, is the start of the Lunar New Year. And if you didn't know, it's the year of the horse. So, giddy up, mofos.
Let me tell you something. And by the way, thank you for the call. Shout out to my girl, Sarah. We have a bond. Sarah and I have a bond over horses. Obviously, you guys know I have a horse calendar, correct?
Yeah, big equine guy.
Big equine guy. My
spiritually, Hartzell is, Felder is a 7-year-old girl.
Listen, when your boy gets
that was
a hobby,
not an insult. To be clear,
when I get a hobby horse, y'all better watch out.
I thought you had one.
I had one, and I don't know where it is.
Did you leave it in Raleigh?
I think I might have left it in Raleigh, yeah.
Rialto, hit us up.
I did come out with
a
hobby
horse. You did.
But Sarah has broken the barrier from sending each other horse reels. But she broke the barrier this morning. And she sent me horse adoption reels.
Oh, no.
That's too much, Sarah. Because they're just giving away these horses. Mm. And I'm talking like, they're talking about like a 16 hand horse, 17 hand high horse. With Serber, a sprite straight down the middle of his face.
Serber, you and I used to work with a guy who was who saved horses. Had like a rescue horse thing going on.
Who?
Mike Tingle.
Dilly Dilly.
That's such a deep Dude, cut.
I can't.
That's a deep cut. Only real ones, only old school IMG folks will get that.
I can't get horse rescue. Like, you send me a dog rescue video, that does nothing to me. Cat rescue video, nothing to me. Horse, the possibility of just like, I get in the 4Runner with a trailer, and I can go pick up a horse and bring it back to my
house.
Get
a horse.
Yeah. And I can just get a horse. Bruh.
That's a good horse, Hartzell.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Great horse.
Appreciate that.
Bruh, can you imagine if my wife came home from work and she was like, where you been all day? And I was like, I drove out to Advance and picked this horse up. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly.
How do people pronounce it?
Well, if you're not from here, a lot of people say Advance.
Advance.
It's Advance. I know this.
Yeah.
We had a conversation about this in class the other day because I was talking to them about, like, regionalities. Like, how if you move to Louisville, you got to say Louisville. If you, say Louisville, they know you're not from there. Like, in media, you have to adapt to your surroundings. Like, it's Forsyth County, but in Georgia, it's Forsyth, Georgia.
Yeah, Forsyth,
so you have to, like,
Georgia,
understand.
Forsyth, North Carolina.
Forsyth, North Carolina. And like
Greenville,
the neighborhood Buena Vista, not Buena Vista. We call it Buena Vista here.
Greenville, North Carolina.
Yep. And Greenville, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yep.
They're different.
What is it? Beaufort, North Carolina? Beaufort, South Carolina?
Yeah. Or is it Georgia? Beaufort's in Georgia, right, Hartzell?
No. Well, there's Beaufort, Georgia.
There's one in both,
I think. There's a Beaufort, South Carolina that's spelled Beaufort. And then there's Beaufort, North Carolina. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the pirate town on the Outer Banks is Beaufort.
Yeah, Beaufort.
And then like the Beaufort's in the Low Country, right?
Yeah. It's like past Charleston and the whole shebang,
right?
Way down there.
Yeah.
So close to Georgia.
By the way, shout out to our boy Matt Norlander. He thought it. He didn't know if it was Mobile or Mobile, Alabama.
Well, it's Mobile.
No, I know. He's like, I've never been down there. Is it Mobile or Mobile? It's like,
but
bro,
that's another great example.
You damn Yankee.
Yeah, oil and oil. These things matter.
Mobile.
Regional diction.
Mobile. Mobile is a type of oil that you put in your car.
Mobile One. Sponsor of Jeremy Mayfield's number 12.
There you go. Here we go. Hartzell.
Yeah.
Do we have an 8-3-2?
Slow down.
Yep.
What's up, fellas? It's Daniel. First off, first thing that popped in my head when Server talked about in 98, he was putting in the work to learn computers was, nerd, some of us were out there getting laid. But then I realized I wasn't, even though I was 20, and I think you said you were 8, so it probably would have been inappropriate. In any case, Felder, I know you said you don't watch the Olympics, and your chance has probably already passed for this year. In fact, it has passed this year. Mm-hmm. But Hartzell brought up the speed skaters in spandex. Surpassing that would have to be the skeleton. My boys and I have just started calling it the donk sled.
Yep.
So
yep.
Anyway,
yeah, dude.
Fuck teams. Fuck ice. Let's grow.
Fuck ice for sure.
Chelsea and I were watching the skeleton too, and she was like, look at the fucking asses on these girls. And the same with the Dutch girl that's like dating one of the Paul brothers.
Yep.
She comes out there. Chelsea's like, holy shit, I think I'm gay.
There you go.
Unbelievable. I love the Winter Olympics, man. I love the Summer Olympics too. It's just a bunch of hot people being great at stuff.
Did you see the game-winning goal for the hockey team?
I heard about it, bro, on the radio. I listened it to it described.
That shit was and-one mixtape hockey, dude. It was sick.
I'm gonna pull it up. Mixtape, it's on. You think it's on YouTube?
It's all over.
It's gotta
man.
Be. Yeah.
This is the game-winning goal in overtime. This chick,
USA overtime.
She just straight abuses goal. This Canadian and then slips.
It's a Canadian or it's Sweden?
It's USA Canada overtime gold medal game.
Damn, we beat Canada?
Yes, we did.
God damn.
This is on the women's side now.
Still, I watched the Canadian women.
Oh, Hillary Knight.
Dude,
got it.
Watch this move. Tell me this isn't some hot sauce and one shit.
Let's see here.
She just fucking breaks this girl in half.
From the face off.
Uh-huh. Passing, passing. We're passing. We're passing.
Working the boards. Just kind of ticky. This is like ticky-tack fucking Barcelona.
Bro, how long is this clip? Are you watching the game
a
from
minute.
The beginning?
It's 1 minute, 1 second. Yeah. That's a great goal.
Overtime is 3-on-3
hockey.
Oh, this
is hockey. The tying goal.
No, we don't God want the we don't it. Want the tying goal. We want the game winner.
The winning goal. The game winning goal. Okay, so now
I have an every angle video here.
All right. Here we go. Here it's 3-on-3 overtime hockey, so it's wide open ice. Yep, wait for it.
Hang on.
I can't believe you guys haven't seen this. I was watching this live yesterday.
So was it Megan Keller?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Megan Keller, not Hillary. Okay, now I'm seeing the 3-on-3. I'm watching the 3-on-3, wide open eyes. She, yeet, yacht.
Yep.
Professor. Bro, she fell? Damn.
Yeah, smoked this chick.
Bro, she fell. Oh.
I just saw
bro.
It.
Bro. Yeah, I just saw it. Oh, my God.
That won the gold medal.
Give him the old Chris Berman. Whoop!
Yeah. Sick.
Bro. Whoop!
Yeah. Feed me your Canadian tears. I know we got some Canadian listeners and we appreciate y'all, but. You
bro,
know.
This. She's Megan. Megan Keller. Not Megan Kelly. Just
better luck in 4 years, ladies.
Bro, she goaded with the sauce on this one.
Yeah, pretty
dude,
nasty.
Our kits look tight, too. That
yeah, soccer sick. Needs to take a page out of the hockey playbook with these unis.
Exactly. God, I haven't liked dang, the I haven't liked the soccer out? Uni since 2010 with the diagonal
the stripe
stripe across. I really liked those, but I haven't liked anything since.
For women or for men?
The women had them too. They both had them.
I think the women's jerseys are actually better.
Women's
than the
have
men's.
Been better. Yeah. Yeah,
they had the pink
because
splatters.
They,
those were sick.
Those were sick. But then also when they the women's like white jerseys are just like they're plain white with the number with blue pants and they look great. Like
oh,
there's
the,
nothing
the diagonal stripe. Yep.
Yeah, but like the women typically like my problem is the men fuck with the white jersey in weird ways. And then they have the
didn't
other
they
one
have,
which
like
is
a turtle shell type like pattern on it.
I don't know. I never liked them. Like there was a Dempsey team that had some tight white ones for a minute, but they didn't wear them for the World Cup. They wore them like in qualifying.
I'm going to tell you, and I had a conversation with D-Palm yesterday. I realized that I've, like, the thing for me is I don't like to pretend like I watch a sport because I don't.
Yeah.
And I've also I'm 41, and I've aged out of, like my friends don't play anymore. So that reduces my investment. Like, I love Cerber. I love how invested you are in cycling. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's super dope. Same thing with you in soccer, but same thing with Hartzell in soccer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was only invested in soccer because I knew people on that team. Like, I went to school with them. Like, we played beer pong together.
But that you don't envision that enduring further now.
Right. Like, once Heather O'Reilly, you know, retired... I'm like, she was the last one. Same thing
I'm a big Hal Hirschfeld guy.
Go same Tigers. Thing with Julie Briggs and Rachel Dawson. Once they got out of field hockey, I was like, I'm not going to keep watching this. And so that's kind of, and I think that's an interesting space to be in because everyone else is like, oh yeah, it's the Olympics. You get to watch sports you don't know. Oh, by the way. I wrote about it this week.
By the way, baby, what's your name?
My daughter is watching curling.
Great sport.
And I'm quite frank with my child.
Give me an example.
She asked me about curling. I said, I don't know shit about this. I said, it looks like ice shuffleboard. Her response was, what is shuffleboard? So I showed her like classic, like on a cruise shuffleboard.
Yeah.
Old people home shuffleboard. And she was like, yeah, they do look similar. And I was like, yeah. I was like, but let me show you something. We used to play this multiple times a week. When we used to go out and have beers, this is what we used to play. Again, quite frank. And I showed her table shuffleboard. And she got to see the difference between the sand, no sand, and all this stuff. And she was into it.
Yeah.
And she goes, Daddy, can we get a shuffleboard table? And I was like, financially? Probably. Square footage? Probably not.
Yeah, they're big. The proper ones are long.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Kristen be making big puzzles sometimes, too. She needs that space down there.
Dude, there's no, I was so proud as a dad. That's my rad dad, that my kid legitimately asked for table shuffleboard.
I love that.
Do you know how
they got one upstairs at Learfield? You know that?
It's still there. Yeah, it's still there.
Do you know how fucking dope my house would be if we got rid of the train table, the easel, all the baskets of toys?
And it's just a bar and a shuffleboard table down there?
And it's just a bar, an 85-inch television, and a fucking table shuffleboard?
I come to your house for every national championship game.
Bruh, are you kidding me? It would be insane. And my kid asked for it.
So you got to do it. Sorry, Chris.
I mean, I think this is like a future.
Yeah.
Table shuffleboard for sale. Let me see how much they cost. Oh, this is 100% doable.
Yeah, I don't
think it's 9 foot.
I don't think it's the cost. I think it's the size, man.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I'm saying. The size is the problem.
And it's all one piece. Like it's a lot. It'd be a lot getting down them stairs. Ah, you'd be all right. You'd be all right.
You'd get it for 700, 800 bucks.
You'd be all right.
You'd be all right getting this down the stairs. No problem.
No, I wouldn't get it down the stairs. What are you fucking talking about?
You got a basement door?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you don't need to then. You can bring it in there.
I just bring it straight in.
You just got to come around back, that's all.
Yeah. Pull all the way to the back, just bring it straight in. I had to do the same thing with my HVAC unit. They're like, we want us to bring it in. I was like, no. We're not fucking with the stairs. Just come in right there. It's right here. This is where it goes.
The Charleston shuffleboard by Champion.
Well, there's a $12,000
fucking shuffleboard.
$12,000 shuffleboard. That's not just. There's a $23,000 shuffleboard table too.
God dang!
Listen,
this must be what they have upstairs at Learfield, because that table is nice.
Dude, I'm looking at the $700-$800 ones.
Still gets the job done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, imagine you're Savannah, right? You're 13. Why would you ever want to leave your house to go to somebody else's house?
Bingo.
Imagine there's a shuffleboard table.
You're like, no, come over to my house. We'll steal my dad's whiskey. And then we'll play shuffleboard. Because here's the reality.
You had me at steal. I'm there.
Yeah, I know. Listen, undefeated.
Bartzell, do crime.
Because Savannah's, like, realistically, the guest bedroom.
What is this?
We're going to flip the guest bedroom into her bedroom.
Say that again?
And we're going to flip the guest bedroom that's downstairs by itself.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be her bedroom when she gets older. And then the actual guest bedroom will be upstairs. the bedroom that's across from our bedroom, because she won't need us, like, to be close to her.
Yeah, I just found this cool shit. It's a 3-in-1 convertible game table. So, like, one of those things is a pool table, right? And then you have, like, a flat service table you just play cards on. Then there's cards, also, like, there's also a thing you throw on top.
Ping pong?
That makes it into a ping pong table. And then another thing that turns it into air hockey.
I've seen those.
This is sick. And the table just flips. It's on a swivel.
I've seen those. I've seen those.
I like this. I like this. But if one of them was shuffleboard, it'd be better.
I will say this, and I learned this from my dad. I really think that single-use products are better.
Agreed, but man, think of the possibilities.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But if you want an air hockey table, a pool table, and a ping pong table, and you don't have room for those things, here's your solution.
To have all of them.
To have all of them, yes.
Yes, totally agree.
I'm thinking you remember we all had that friend, right? Their parents had like a second thing out back, and in that second thing out back, there was a pool table.
Oh, yeah.
But that's all that second thing out back could handle was like a pool table, a fridge, and like a TV, and that's all that was in there.
That shit was tight, though.
It was tight as fuck. Now I'm thinking about, like, well, what if we had the other two games available as well?
I mean,
if you have that specific situation, you should get this.
Personally, I'd love to have a pool table.
That would be my number one with a bullet billiard game to have.
I mean, I'd even take bumper pool.
Sure, I'd rather have the real thing, though.
I don't know, for people that are just... that are new to the show. I don't even know if I've said this on the show. So I used to just not go to class and shoot pool all day in the players' lounge.
Huh. Wonder why that worked out for you at UNC.
Did you have your own pool cue?
Did not have my own pool cue. But let me tell you, you want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
We had a guy. Let me see if he made all ACC. I think he did. Let me see. He was second team all ACC linebacker. So he comes back from class and we're shooting pool. And I will say this I'm maybe the most annoying pool shooter of all time because I'm a pusher. Okay. I'm a pusher.
Okay.
And I'm not very good at breaking, but I am very good at like angles and like geometry. So I push stuff, and I'm not trying to sink a ball every shot. I just push it around. And then once I get everything where I want it to be, bang, 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 done. And so I keep winning. And so this second team, all ACC linebacker, let me check his, I want to see how much he weighed. Because I know that at that point, I probably weighed 215 pounds. He weighed, let's see. Oh, they don't have his weight on here. He's probably like 245 pounds. And he's very strong, one of the strongest players on our team. He won ACC Player of the Week 3 times, second team all ACC according to the AP. So this guy, I don't need to say his name. I don't want to dox him. Because what I'm about to say is my wife has deemed is very mean. I beat him in pool multiple times, like in a row. And he's like, you're not doing shit, man. All you're doing is just getting the ball close to the hole. And then you just go through and put them all in. I'm like, yeah, that's called fucking strategy, motherfucker. You dumb motherfucker. And he goes, all right, you know what? Fuck this. I'm about to beat the shit out of you. And I was like, this is a fight I cannot win. Like, he weighs 30 pounds more than me. I can't win this fight. And he's one of the best weightlifters on our team. I can't win this fight. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As someone who's been in a lot of fights, There's times you know you can't win, especially without, if you're just like
without your
fully...
without your brothers and cousins present, you're at a disadvantage. Yeah.
Like when you're like, it's one thing when you're drunk and you go into a fight, and you're like you're high on the hog. You're like, I don't give a shit, man. I'm gonna
can't
go out
feel
there
anything.
I'm gonna go out there and give it my all. But when you're sober and you're like, God damn, I seen this motherfucker lift weights. I watched him power clean. I watched this motherfucker power clean this morning. We were in there. I was in the rack behind him. I was like, I can't win. So here's what you do. I flip it, right? I flip you. I flip you for real. And I say, hey man, you wanna take this outside? And he's like, yeah, I'm about to beat the shit out of you. And I was like, hang on. And so keep in mind, there's other players in there, right? They're all looking at this like, Felder's about to get his ass fucking whooped. They're like, Felder's about to get destroyed. He's going to get killed. We're going to have to break this up. I said, you want to fight on your terms? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And I was like, well, let's fight on my terms. He's like, what are your terms? I was like, spelling test, math. I know you can't read.
I know. Let's have a spelling contest.
Yeah, I know you can't read, you dumb motherfucker. So you flip it. And then everyone starts laughing. They're like, yeah, do it. Do it. Do the spelling. And And this is where my wife said I was mean to him.
He's nervous.
I know this motherfucker can't read.
Yeah.
And she's like, but that was mean. And I was like, what he was about to do to me wasn't mean? This man would have bounced my head off the concrete.
Big ass head, too.
And I'm like, yo, all I'm going to try to do is make his brain work. He'll short circuit. I win. And guess what? We both healthy.
And you still won at pool.
And I still beat the shit out of him at pool. But yeah, my wife is like, she's like, that's like you, Michael, you can be very mean sometimes. And the way that you're mean is not like normal mean. It's like, it really cuts to the bone mean. And I'm like,
so you're good at it. That's my takeaway. Good job, dude.
Yeah. You kidding me? I got myself out of trouble.
Yep.
Won the game. And the whole team is like it lasted for, there was a long tail on making fun of this kid.
Is it a pool game or a pool match? I'm asking because I don't know.
I don't know.
Might be a game.
We shoot a game of pool.
Yeah.
Right? I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you shoot a game of pool. Yeah, but that is one of the stories in... My wife's been like in play. My wife's been with me with teammates, and they're like, "Remember the time you told blank?" No, we gonna fight on my terms. And he like short circuited. This man just sulked out the players' lounge. I was like, "God damn, I did my shit, dog." Because if I'm not drunk, I'm not getting beat up. That's crazy. I've only been beat up when I was drunk.
So your sober record in fights is undefeated, never lost.
Undefeated. It's no. You know what it usually is? Like no contest.
Wow.
I can get out of it.
It's like
I
Ronnie
win.
In fucking Jersey Shore. That's one shot, bro.
What's your record? Yeah, have you won drunk fights? Or have you lost all of them?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've won drunk fights.
Right on.
I've won fights when I was drunk, yeah, for sure. I've also lost a bunch, for sure, too. But when I'm sober, like, if I'm going to engage in a fight, I'm only engaging in fights that I know I can win.
Makes sense.
Otherwise, I'm not doing that.
I'm going to make a statement with no proof or evidence to back it up whatsoever, which
love it.
Should be fine for this show. I feel like Hartzell could beat the fuck out of 95% of people, unassumingly. You see this guy and you think, you know, college kicker, right? No. He's like that little guy that won't stop.
I don't know.
I'd agree with that.
He ain't got no quitting him.
You said,
you know
90,
what I'm saying?
You said 95%.
Yeah, because there's the 5% of people out there that are just stronger than you, and you have no chance. Like, they can't feel pain. But the others, I think they would underestimate you, and then you would fucking rock their shit. I also don't think of you as a clean fighter. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, I'll gouge your eyeballs. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, your first move is I'm kicking this dude in the nuts and I'm going straight for the eyes. Yeah, and then I'm gonna wail on his head once I'm on top of him.
Or like that, like open palm, like uppercut to the nose, just like shatter it up through the brain.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Not a real thing. It doesn't work.
Do you see what I'm saying? Though, this is the, like, his immediate instinct is, how do I kill this person?
Survival. Yes.
How do I kill or seriously maim this person? Most people are just like, how do I win this fight? Hartz is like, how do I do permanent damage? I think that's advantageous in a fight.
Listen, that's how I fight.
Yeah.
My main goal is to make you stop. I want you to not want to be doing this. Oh, shit, it is pouring rain.
Oh, yes, rain.
It'll be
too.
Gone soon. You'll be fine. It's supposed to heat up today. You'll be all right.
I left my rain jacket in the car.
Might be a little steamy.
The car's at my wife's preschool.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's going to move on through. You'll be fine.
Hey, Felder, I didn't know you like to get wet, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm going to get wet.
Put a trash bag over you, man. You'll be fine.
I got another rain jacket. Don't worry about me.
That's class. Do you remember wrestlers making weight in high school? Did you ever have anybody, like, wear a trash bag?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Man, my boy, shout out Christian Harris, former state champion, I believe, at the 250 weight class. Maybe it was 235, something like that.
Thick boy.
250 plus is heavyweight.
Yeah, he was a big guy. He was not fat, though. He was, like, this was all brawn. Dude was cut up, okay? Yeah. My man was making weight one time. We had a class called Advanced PE. This is just a second PE that you take where you just play basketball, field hockey sometimes. But also, like, you know, if you're an athlete, it's just an excuse to get workouts in. And Christian, being state champion wrestler, one time we walked back into the locker room at the end of Advanced PE. He had been in there for the entire hour and a half. He had turned all the showers on, full hot water, steamed that motherfucker up. He was wearing a trash bag and three different, like, sweatsuits.
Yeah.
And my man was fucking working.
Dripping.
Just fucking the entire locker room was, there was like a steamed layer up of water, like a centimeter of water on everything. But that dude, like, just did that and spat all day and dropped like 8 pounds.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, NFL players still do that.
That's crazy.
Because
seems unhealthy.
It's not healthy. But they have clauses in their contracts where you have to be this weight. So you got the little guys that are like trying to get to the thing they're supposed to be.
Eating
and then you
got
the big
sandwiches.
Guys that are like, man, I went wild at Taco Bell this weekend.
Right.
I gotta lose some weight.
What's your boy from Florida that got cut by Tampa Bay? He cannot get his weight down. He's like 4.25. The D tackle.
Hearts
from Florida.
What was that? What was his name?
I don't know.
He got a contract, I think a unrestricted. Like
Desmond Watson.
Guy can't get his weight down. He's like a good football player, but
he can move.
Yeah, for a big guy, but like it's one of those things. Like, well, imagine what you could do at 375 instead of 425.
Yeah,
or imagine what you could do at 350. He just can't get it down. It sucks.
It does suck. It's hard. At least he doesn't weigh 5'4" Hartzell.
Who that?
Sorry, I was off headset.
Oh.
I gotta stop doing the show at the office.
5'4"
Hey, y'all. It's Rich from Canada, driving through ice and rain and God knows what else right now. Just was behind a truck that had an Ontario vanity plate, said Dirty Birds, and had a Falcons sticker in the window. We're about, I don't know, maybe not quite 2,000 miles from Atlanta.
And he gave us a boot.
And I'm not saying don't be a fan, but my only question is, who hurt that guy and why? All right, love y'all. Let's go.
His name must be Steven.
Yeah, probably a V, not a PH. Look, man, I'm not emotionally invested in the Falcons.
Did you hear that, Stephen Godfrey?
It's going to take a lot to get me back. A lot.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it would take to make me fall for the NFL again.
I love this shit.
I do too, but you know what I love more than football is having a Sunday to myself, like not in front of the television.
Yeah.
Because Saturday's too much. Saturday is enough for
Saturday's
me.
I agree with that. It's 960 miles from Toronto to Atlanta. I just was curious about that part. It's not like
Fucking Dirty Birds, huh, bud?
I don't watch, like, here's the thing for me.
He said
I
Ontario, though. Ontario.
Fucking Ontario, bro.
Where do you think Toronto is?
I don't know. I've never been. Is it in Ontario?
Yes.
There's a town in North Ontario.
Geography is my passion.
What about?
I can tell.
What about Calgary? Where's Calgary?
Like west, way west.
Alberta.
There you go. What about Halifax? Where's Halifax?
Nova Scotia.
Hey, you did good. Look at you. You know.
You know why? Because there's an island in the North Atlantic.
Yes. What about Vancouver?
British Columbia.
Yeah. See, you're good at this. You're fine.
Just
you're
the
fine.
Middle.
You just know.
It's the middle.
Yeah, the middle gives you problems.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Edmonton?
Don't know.
It's Alberta. Mm.
Yeah.
Dude, what about Saskatchewan?
I don't know. It's in the middle, right?
See, I don't know Saskatchewan either. Felder, where's Saskatchewan? Is that British Columbia?
No, Saskatchewan is its own territory.
That's the territory of Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Bro, ain't nothing in Saskatchewan, dude.
Got it.
Except for the Rough Riders, bitch.
Yeah, but I mean, like, okay, major cities. There's none there.
I'm just telling you, listen, we're not going to talk bad about Saskatchewan because my college quarterback, shout out to D-Block, played for the
Manitoba.
Rough Riders.
Manitoba, that's the one I
won the Won the Grey Cup. Okay. Bro, my college quarterback is a legend in Canada. Played 10 years for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Won 2 Grey Cups. 2-time All-Star. Was the passing leader in 2010. Passing touchdown leader in 2013. CFL record for most consecutive pass attempts without an interception. 323. So don't, bruh.
Regina and Saskatoon. Those are the big ones in Saskatchewan.
Regina, huh?
Regina. Yeah. That's how you say it, isn't it?
That's
not Regina.
That's how you say it. It's Regina.
Her
yes.
name is Alotta. Alotta Regina.
Yep.
Very, very good.
Very good. Listen, shout out to
where's
Darren
Montreal,
Durant.
Bro? Where's Montreal?
That's Quebec. I know. I've been to Quebec.
You know stuff.
I know that.
You know things.
I'm so smart.
Shout out to Darren Durant. Play for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I think he did. He play for the Montreal Alouettes as well.
Bro, we drove past the Calgary CFL team stadium last summer, and I was like, "Yo, this place is. It looked, it's like a high school, man."
Where's Moncton?
I was gonna say, is it bigger than what is it? Truist? What's it called now?
A Legacy Bank? No.
A Legacy Stadium?
No.
Right?
Yeah, Legacy Federal Credit Union.
It's not bank because it's a credit union. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just rolls right off the tongue.
He played for the
Moncton's in New Brunswick.
Wake Forest football school. People are saying.
I mean, they have they have the Super Bowl MVP.
And they got a great coach right now. Like, this might be
another
the last
one.
Year they're able to have him.
Mm-hmm.
Another one.
Yeah,
another
because Clawson.
Three in a row?
Like, he was going to go anywhere.
Three in a row, right? Three?
Who was before Clawson?
Grobe.
Yeah. What? Really? There was no, they had Caldwell for a minute, didn't they? Or was he just an assistant at Wake?
I love this.
I think he was just an assistant. He didn't coach for them. They didn't have somebody between Grobe and Clawson.
I'm looking it up right now.
Da, 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 da. No.
Jake Dickert, Dave Clawson, Jim Grobe, Jim Caldwell, also a very good coach. Caldwell,
so Caldwell
was before
did
Grobe.
Coach him.
Caldwell before Grobe.
Yeah, he still, I don't know if he still does, but he was frequenting the Winston-Salem area after, when he got let go from the Colts, he came back here. He was at the Fresh Market a bunch.
Yeah, he plays
at
Tanglewood.
He was a good coach. He coaches, he's a senior assistant for the Carolina Panthers now.
Yeah, he was a really good coach. Just, I mean, Peyton Manning got hurt on him. What
the
do you want? You know,
reigning,
he was left with Curtis Painter.
The reigning NFC South champ, Carolina Panthers. You should probably put that in there, you know.
Put some respect.
Yeah. That's, hell of an organization.
So four straight. Bill Dooley.
Bill Dooley, good coach.
Good coach, right? Was he related to Vince Dooley? Yeah. His brother.
How about that?
Nephew Derek Dooley.
Yeah, I need the Derek part.
So, Al Groh. Was Al Groh a bad coach? I don't think so.
No, Al Groh's a fucking good-ass coach.
He's a pretty good
Wakes
coach.
Wakes out of a lot of really... Listen, you can... Look, Ohio can fuck the hell. Wake Forest, that's the cradle of coaches.
And they have the best name for a former head coach. I remember this coming up on Fullcast one time. P-Head Walker.
Yeah. John Makovic?
Wake's a serious football school, man. Serious football
program
there.
That's a football
school,
dude.
More ACC Wake. Championships than North Carolina and UNC combined over the last 35 years.
UNC is the same school as North Carolina.
Oh, did I say? I meant NC State, sorry. My bad. Listen, sometimes I say things wrong. I don't talk for a living.
Bro, I don't think people realize how exhausting it is.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know that I say things that I don't mean to say all the time, but if I had to do this for, like, money, I would be racked with paranoia and anxiety all the time that I'm going to say the wrong thing and someone's going to be like, you know you just said on, like, national TV or some shit.
But it's like, hey, man, it's like Dabo. You got to be BYOG.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to put lipstick on a pig, too.
Yeah.
And that's then your date for the night.
I'm just saying, you got to bring your own guts and... When your wife and your kid get home and they want to, like, talk, you're like, how about don't?
Yeah. Trust me, I the one part that I can relate to on that is, like, talking about football with, like, my dad.
I don't mind that part.
I do.
Because I like, I he gives me, like, a different perspective and I can use that in my job, but, like... Mm-mm. That's why I like talking to you guys about it, because it's a gardening podcast about football. There's nothing with respect to gardening to talk about, if we're being honest.
It's time to put the pre-emergence down, right?
I was going to say, dude, looking at this extended forecast, I think we're here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do – I do think I'm going to do pre-emergence this weekend.
I'm going to be mowing in about 4 weeks, dude.
Yeah, it's not time to seed yet. I think you're risking it big time.
I'm gonna put some sand. You know what I'm doing? I'm putting some sand down.
Really?
Trying to level it?
Yeah, so that this Zoysia can run a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah, just give it something on the top.
Yeah, give it a little something on the top. I'm gonna get some sand and do that. They're not gonna show up to mow anytime soon. And I'm gonna fertilize. I think I'm gonna cut my roses back pretty soon.
Good God, Wayne. Why'd you come in here and do that?
Shoot. You have a sand spreader? How are you going to
the
gonna
sand?
Yeah.
I'm going to use a rake.
Okay.
Like baseball style.
Yep, got it.
All right. Do we have a 703?
Butter.
Hey, y'all. Randy in Ann Arbor. Talking about the salted butter. I get the need to have control about the level of saltiness, but... The thing that the reason I prefer salted butter to unsalted butter is that if I were to salt it and like while I put it on toast or whatever, I would not be able to have the salt be perfectly consistent across the whole piece of toast. Mm, and that's more important to me than determining the level of the salt.
I don't like salt.
What the fuck are you talking about, Randy?
I don't like the taste. I don't like the taste of it on toast. Like, this is a problem too. No, listen. Let me say this real quick. Liz called in and ended the motherfucking debate. All right, the debate is over. Liz has spoken. Not only is she a baker, she's your mother, Hartzell. Show some respect. Okay, she said her piece. She said her piece. She laid the fucking gavel on the fucking table. It's over. Liz has spoken. Our queen mother.
Vince Carter's dunk contest over.
She's hanging from the rim with her arm fully inside the rim. Okay,
fully,
hanging by the elbow.
Fully.
Liz spoke on this. I don't want to hear anything else about it, all right?
At
this point, any further statements on salted butter is disrespectful to Liz.
Honestly, true. But also, what do you mean you can't get even distribution?
He's never salt-based, clearly.
Like, my daughter, she's 7.
Oh, bro. Felder, when you're mean, you find a way to be mean.
She's fucking 7. Way. She takes a croissant, spreads the salt and butter on it. Then she takes the salt, spreads the salt and butter on it, the unsalted butter on the croissant. Then she takes the butter, puts it in her hand, and then kind of, like
salt
you said, salt bag. She drizzles the salt over the butter to make it even.
She puts the butter in her hand, you know.
Like, that's not hard to do. Nah, I'm not trying to dunk on you. Thank you so much for listening.
Go Blue.
But you were literally just like, we'll fight on my terms. Let's have a spelling contest with that dude from Ann Arbor.
But like, hang on. Let me ask you guys something. When you salt stuff, do you just shake it out of the shaker?
No, I use a salt grinder, typically.
Okay.
You've got a thing where you pinch it out. Yeah. I've got one of those. I've just never filled it up with salt.
What I do is I put it into like the palm of my hand.
Mm.
And then I get it in there. Hartzell?
I mean, both. It just depends.
I don't salt my toast. I just don't.
I like it. I learned this. My aunt's, she's English. And I didn't know this was a thing until they stayed at our house when I was in like fourth grade, maybe. And she was like, all right, we're going to have bread and butter. And I was like, bread and butter? You mean toast? And she was like, no, just plain bread and butter with a little salt.
I love that. Yep.
And she would just do like bread, butter, and a little bit of salt on the top. It was so good. And I was like, what?
Yeah, my oma would do that too. Sometimes she'd throw like a cucumber on there. Maybe every now and then she'd throw like a tomato on. But like, yeah, just a little bit. That's a European thing.
You know what I fuck with
sure.
heavy? Summertime. Mm. I fuck with heavy.
Cucumber sandwiches?
Not sandwiches. Cucumber, okay. Like in a cucumber with cream cheese and a tortilla.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Refreshing. Quick snack, easy to go. It's so good. Hartzell, we have 3 voicemails left. Let's run through these guys. We got 214. Allie
and
Dally.
I'm from Dallas. I was listening to y'all talking about barbecue from last week and rating things. And for me, the whole sauce, no sauce, whatever, like I have different categories for barbecue. And how I rate them. For barbecue itself, it's all about the meat, personally. So, yes, I am very meat-focused. But then I also have separate rankings that are independent for sauce and then for sides. Because I have days where I'm not feeling having the meat, but I really want the good sides. But those are all independent rankings that, you know, they don't have anything to do with each other. And they're not, the sauce and the sides are not barbecue to me, personally.
Right.
in my opinion. And also, sauce, for me, is a flavor profile for things, but has nothing to do with the meat. I don't like a lot of sauce on my meat at all.
Thank you.
And the sauce is for other stuff. That's just my opinion. Let's go.
That's why we're an Eastern pod.
That's right.
We're an Eastern style pod. No sauce.
We're an Eastern style pod.
Yep.
Like our sauce is just, that's just an add-on. Just a little bit.
Yeah, you want a cup of juice? You like it a juice?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
She like it a juice.
Just a little bit. So you're right. And the meat has to be cooked. It has to be well prepared.
I'm not surprised at this coming from someone from Texas. You know what I mean?
Exactly. They get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think there's some Texas barbecue that they just dip a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then eat. They're not putting sauce on sausage. They do a lot of sausage too. That's not, that's fucking, we're on the same page. Oh, Hartzell, I have one, we have two more voicemails and then one more thing to tell you and then we'll get out of here, okay?
All right. Phone holder, 214.
Hey, calling in from Texas. I guess in defense of the phone holders, there's a picture of me holding a phone giving the speech at my brother's wedding. I'm not proud of it, but I want to explain it. I had enough time that I had 90% of my speech on lock. The jokes were on point. Everything was killing. The last 10% in my mind was labeled sappy stuff. And as a cis white man, I have to be in a very specific frame of mind to write that. And it turns out that was at 2:30 in the morning, the night before the wedding, when I was taking a shower and everything came into my brain and the only thing available was a phone. Thought it was really good at night. I woke up. Everything the day of the wedding is moving really fast. I had to edit that thing as fast as I could because there was some diamonds in there, but there was also a lot of turd you had to polish off of that. So anyway, even though I did have to hold the phone for reference, I do want to say that the speech killed. I dunked on the maid of honor. I am pretty proud of that. Had a good time, good wedding, having a great marriage. Anyway, let's grow. Shout out. Love to Gail.
They don't got a fucking business dinner at the hotel?
He said he's not proud of it, but he got the job done.
He said he's not proud of it, so you don't get to... You're not proud of it. Why would I be proud of it?
Listen, man, you live and you learn, right?
I'm telling you this. I went to my grandmother's funeral, right? Drove from Chicago to Fayetteville for my grandmother's funeral. You know what I did? I got my fucking Happy Meal ass up in the morning, went to the business center at the hotel, took the file that I had, right? And then I printed it out. So I'm watching my cousins all read stuff from their phones. I'm like, this is mad disrespectful to grandma. I went up there to the lectern. I had it mostly memorized, but I also had it bullet pointed down so I knew where I was at. You see what I'm saying?
I do, yes.
Okay. All right, last one. And then I'm going to blow your mind. 253.
Yeah, so Greg in NorCal again. I'm sorry, I called twice. We're talking Girl Scout cookies. And like youth fundraisers in general. I like y'all's opinion or our friend Jen and Dallas's opinion here. Mm-hmm. So like my best friends all have kids. I'm Uncle Cameron, the one who gets hit up for every fundraiser. I support it, you know, only supporting them. But I got a strict rule of they got to FaceTime me and give me the sales pitch. I'm not, because one of them tried to text me a link.
Ooh.
And I was like, no, we're not doing that. Like my buddy's daughter, God love her. She's one of my favorite people in the world. just hit me with Uncle Cameron, will you buy some Girl Scout cookies via text from her mom's phone? And I was like, you got to FaceTime me. And my buddy, he fully supported it. But his wife was like, well, that's just too much. And I was like, y'all asking for $20 in cookies. Part of this is what I thought was learning how to work the sales game and this and that and build some confidence. She's known me her whole life. This should be the easiest thing.
I like
am
this.
I an asshole for having this fool with my friend's kids and my nieces and nephews that if they need money for sports fundraisers, new jerseys, cookie sales or whatever, that they gotta either ask me in person or FaceTime me. Because now I'm second guessing it, but I thought I was. Yeah, we'll see. Let me know if I'm an asshole.
No, you're not.
You're not an asshole.
Those kids work for it. That's okay.
Make them work for it. Absolutely. And this is something I think I'm going to adopt in my life.
Just give me a little pitch. Yeah, just give me. I don't need a presentation. Just why do you need this?
Exactly. I like it.
Sell me on your product.
Hartzell.
Yes.
We are just, when this comes out, we'll be a month away from my kid's birthday party.
Hell yeah.
Have we talked about this already?
Which part?
So we were making the guest list on Thursday. Making the guest list. How many just children do you think are on this guest list?
I mean, it's going to be an absurd number. I'm guessing 40.
You're so close. Serbs, you got a guess?
I have no clue. What is it?
My daughter's birthday party.
How much?
How many kids are on the guest list?
Oh, I'm 60.
No, 49.
That was close.
Dude, that's...
Hartzell said 40.
You have to take this party off. You have to take this party off site. Like, I don't...
No, I don't want to be off-site. I want to be on-site.
You want to have 120 people at your house?
I don't give a shit about that.
Okay.
I have to go talk to my neighbors about parking.
I mean, you got to talk to the whole street, dog.
I think you gotta go to the county.
It ain't just going to be your neighbors. You got to go about 10 houses down on both sides.
Those are still my neighbors. And we have a street that doesn't have houses.
That's an obscene number for a 7-year-old birthday party.
Well, she's popular, turning man. 8, so fucking put some respect on her name.
Still, man, that's a massive. I respect her and you and Kristen and everybody. That's a massive number.
She's like, I want to invite some people from swim team, some people from school, some people from when I was in preschool that go to a different school now, plus some neighborhood kids.
How many kids were at the last one for the boy?
My guy?
Yeah.
12, 15.
But how old was
that's
he
still
turning?
Still a lot.
That's what I mean. That's a massive number of people. That's like, it was close to 50 people.
But you could accommodate 49 kids, like, without having to.
Who, me?
Like, deal with the neighbor. No, I'm talking about Hartzell. He's got that long-ass driveway.
Oh, long-ass driveway.
All that room. Shit, yeah.
Dude, like, take it's a different situation. Take this to a park, Felder.
No, I don't want to fucking go to a park.
That's worse for you. Well, you have to remember who you're talking to, Hartzell. Like, he doesn't want to go anywhere. Like, if dealing with this many people at his house is best case scenario for him as opposed to dealing with this many people outside of his comfort area.
Bro, respectfully, we should shelve this discussion and make a show out of it because I would love for people to call in.
Okay, we'll call a timeout. All I'm saying is, if I get to be in my space,
we could be in my space.
I know that I can lock the door to the guest bedroom. Uh-huh. I can lock the door to my office.
Yep.
Lock the door to Savannah's room. Lock the door to my master bedroom. There are two bathrooms for people to continue to use. No problem. I have the cooler where the kids can just get there. All they're getting is like those classic office style paper cups. With water,
uh-huh.
pizza will be delivered. I go pick up the donuts in the morning. We're done.
I just, it's like 100 people in your backyard and front yard and
backyard, not front yard. Come on.
Respectfully, man, I think you should man, at least inquire about like a park with like one of those covered things. So you're telling me
no. What you're saying is you want me to move all this shit twice.
You're not moving that much here. I mean, if you do it right, like you're not moving.
I have
a
to
bunch.
Move all the pizzas.
The pizzas get delivered.
The pizzas don't get delivered to a fucking park.
Sure, they can.
Where? How are they going to know where we're at a gazebo?
There's an address, and they show
That's
up at the
address.
That's
not how it works. Have you been to a party where a pizza got delivered to a gazebo?
Yes. Like
no shot,
bro. Come on.
That can happen. They can do that. Every party
that I have been to, they have had to go to Chick-fil-A and get the nugget platter, or they had to go
Chick-fil-A. I am not going to be able to convince you of anything. Okay, if I told you the sun was going to come out in 15 minutes, you'd be like,
the
"Fuck
sun
you!"
Is
no,
out.
It's not.
You were right.
My point here is.
So don't say that. You were right. The sun was going to come out in 15 minutes, and you're right. The sun's out.
This
right
is
now.
A massive party, bro.
Yeah,
it's a big number.
And I think this is the last one.
Okay. I like that. If you can pitch it that way, I like that. Hey, this
but
is it. This is,
go,
the,
like,
this is the
what,
final
what
hurrah.
Here's what I'm saying. I don't want to go to a fucking park. Because
I know.
If I go to a, no, let me finish.
Sorry.
If I go to a park, that means I got to bring, minimum, I got to bring the donuts, right?
Yeah.
If you say
yeah.
that they will deliver to the gazebo, they're going to deliver 20 pizzas to the gazebo? That's what you think is going to happen?
I think they might do that. I don't think that's preposterous. I
don't think that's
going to
happen. I've never seen anyone get food delivered to the gazebo. Pizza,
I've gotten food. I got food delivered to me in line at the record store, man. It can happen.
I seen it.
He's seen it.
That's fine. I have not. And it will make my life a lot easier if I can just have the party at the house. The pizza gets delivered. I pick up the donuts in the morning. And here's the other part. Presents. Right?
You just tell people not to bring presents.
Do they listen?
No, but you got an SUV, man.
So what you're telling me is I'm going to have to clean up at the park. Right? I'm going to have to clean up pizza boxes, clean up donut boxes, and then also carry presents back to my car to get in my car to go home. And you know what's not at the park as consistent as it is at my house?
I mean, my biggest thing
whiskey.
Right now. Oh, well. Okay.
Whiskey, you ignorant slut.
I was going to say bathrooms, but, you know.
I'll pee outside. I don't care.
I don't know, dude. I think you should consider a neutral site.
I want home field advantage.
Like, you can't bring a flask of whiskey to a I don't know, man.
That's not gonna be enough if there's 100 people there.
Okay.
Then you gotta deal with parking at the park, and they gotta figure out which gazebo you're at. I've been through this. I've been through this.
You drop
I'm
a
just
pin,
telling you, I've been through
you,
it.
You print a little screenshot of a map. Like, it's not that difficult.
And then I got to text everyone that?
Bro, you're going to have 120 people using your bathroom.
I don't care.
Okay.
Somebody using it?
I think if you rally around this notion and belief, which I know you are, this has to be the last one.
I think this is the last one. I think what she's going to want to do is, with her tighter-knit group of girlfriends, they're going to want to do things that are probably more expensive than what's about to happen at my house.
I don't know, dude. I mean, you don't have to price it out for us, but I mean, it's going to be a heavy lift.
I don't think it is.
You doing a bounce house or anything? Like, what's
We're
the
doing
activity?
Bounce house? That's $250.
I think when you start mapping this out, like, I've been to your house. I've been to the yard. You got the side yard. You're going to have to talk to the neighbors, man. There's just going to be massive overflow.
I don't mind talking to the neighbors. I talk to the neighbors every day.
Because that bounce
this
house
also
goes.
This also isn't the first time. He's had
it's
big birthday parties there before.
Yeah.
Last year we had 75 people here.
Yep. How many of the neighbors are going to be invited, too? That's the other thing.
You got to invite them all.
Yeah, two, four, One
Wait,
more.
Are we inviting the shitty kid?
Wait, don't get me started on that.
He lives in the neighborhood. Of course he'll be there.
Yikes. Yes, we have to, because my wife is worried about her friendship with the mother. Yes, that kid will be invited. I was like, we don't need to tell them about this. She'll just see a line of cars on her side yard. I'm like, what's going on? And then she'll look out her front door and be like, there's a bounce house.
I would like for people to call in on this. Just call in. How would you handle a kid's birthday party? You love your kid. I get that. You want her to have a good time. But we're talking about with parents. I think it's going to be right around 120, dude. 120, maybe more.
You're saying 120.
You have 50 kids.
But they're not all going to come.
Yeah, but I think that balances out once you talk about siblings and parents. I still think you're going to end up with well over 100 people there.
I just sent you an image.
Hartzell, let's go down and crash this party.
Come on.
Yeah, it's not the people, it's the space, dude. Like, you just...
Damn, you hear that?
No, well, hang on. The bounce house is...
All these
bounce
people in your little ass house.
30 feet long.
My house is small as shit.
The bounce house is at least 30 feet long, right, Felder? It's one of the bigger bounce houses.
It's a big bounce house, yeah.
It's got a giant footprint.
It's got a pool in the bottom.
And that goes in the back or on the side?
That goes in the back.
Okay.
I'm going to take the horseshoes out. That's going to go on the side.
Yep.
And then we're going to have pizza.
Look, it's going to be a fucking rager. Ain't no doubt about that. I mean, it's going to be
your boy's going to pick up some White Claws. I'm going to have my own beer that's inside the house.
How many White Claws do you think you're going to need to buy for this?
I'm only getting a case.
200.
One case? You're getting 24 White Claws for 100 people?
They can bring their own fucking whiskey. I don't care.
Anybody ever see that episode of Entourage when they throw a party for Vinny at Johnny Drama's apartment? He's like, I've got cucumbers and carrots for people and one case of beer that Vince likes.
No, listen, I have my beer.
One case? One case of Claws for at least 50 adults.
Maybe I'll get one case of that, one case of Miller Lite.
Bro, that shit's going to be gone in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Here's what I will say.
You're just trying to get them out of there quicker is what that is.
No. Here's what I'll say. The squadron that we run with.
They know.
They bring.
I respect it.
Okay. BYOB.
They bring. Like, they will bring. Wine. We're also going to have wine. We'll have wine. We got plenty of wine. They bring.
The pin. What about the pin?
That's a BYOP.
And then the cooler for the kids. Straight water, dog.
That's fucking cruel.
Nah, man.
Can't even get some Kool-Aid, man?
Nah, dog. Because they don't even drink Kool-Aid. They drink Simply Mango, and that shit is expensive as fuck.
That shit's gross, dude. Make them some red drink. They don't know the difference.
Red drink. Please call in and just
maybe I'll get some little hugs.
Just weigh in on this. 336-448-3607. How should Felder do this?
I think I'm doing it the fucking kids. Right way.
I'm not saying water, you're doing it the wrong way. I just feel like your life would be enhanced if you considered a neutral.
There's no
site.
Way to fucking enhance my life, Steven.
Dude, that cleanup is going to be... Oh, man.
The cleanup's going to be easy as shit. What are you talking about?
You think you're going to have 120 people at your house and there's not going to be, like, stuff to clean up? Like, significant stuff?
There's going to be a garbage can right next to the cooler for the paper cups.
Like, what do you do if it rains?
Yeah.
I'm not wishing that for you. I'm not.
Fewer people show up.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
I don't care.
I'm just poking holes in this theory, man. That's
all I'm saying is there's going to be a garbage can next to there's going to be a garbage can outside. I have two tables.
You're
going to
need more than one garbage can for 120 people.
To put what in?
Okay. I can't, dude. I can't.
What are they going to put in the garbage can? The paper cups? You think those take up a lot of space? No. The pizza boxes? I'm going to put those in the actual recycling bin. The donut thing? I'm gonna put those in the recycling bin. The paper plates. Put them in the trash.
Yeah, this all checks
Push
out.
Push it down.
Yep.
Push
it all, how much more right. cleanup? Yep. How much more? And guess what?
It all checks out.
I can empty the trash at any point and put it in the actual trash, and then put a new bag in the trash can.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Steven?
I mean, I think you've thought this all the way through, and it's going to go great.
I think it is going to. You're making a joke.
I think you need more than one trash can. Yes, I feel very strongly about that.
I need more than one. That's fine. You know what I have? Two trash cans. I've got three trash cans.
Keep going.
Full size in my house.
Keep going. There we go. Now we're talking.
Three for Dale.
But these are in my house trash cans. I have an outside trash can.
Not for this event, they're not.
I got a 55-gallon Rubbermaid trash can.
Now we're talking.
I have that.
Honestly, already. Man, I think about running a dumpster. I would honestly consider just parking
how much,
it,
putting
a little pod right
how
in the
much?
Driveway. That way it's just boop, up and over.
This is a bit, and it's funny, and I like it. How much trash do you think these kids are going to generate?
Lots.
All we're talking about getting thrown away are napkins, paper plates, paper cups, pizza crust. That's it.
Serber, you know how you can like go on DraftKings and they have like all the props, right? Like for any game.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, you're trying to do like Kalshi? Yeah, but like, they've got like Kalshi, which is like you just bet on random shit.
What are the odds that one of these kids clogs Felder's toilet like 30 minutes into the show, into the party?
I'm
only giving you like 3-1 on that. Not much.
They're kids. Kids don't take shits at other places.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
You think
most kids don't, but there's weird kids, man. Yeah,
there's 49 kids. The odds that one of them is going to have to take a shit at your house are pretty high.
There's no chance that a 7-year-old is going to take a shit big enough to clog my toilet.
Please call. It's not the shit. It's the toilet paper. Please call in. 336-448-3607. Please try to speak some sense into Felder.
I know what I'm doing. I feel disrespected that you think I'm like a babe in the woods.
I don't think you're a babe in the woods. This is a big deal, man. This is a lot of people.
It's fun.
And they're using your house, like the inside of your house.
They're using, they will not go past. There's one time that anyone will go upstairs. And it's when we wish Savannah happy birthday. And that's a kids only in some mom's situation. That's it.
I want to continue this conversation next week.
We will continue it next week. I don't give a fuck.
I'm not putting you on blast. I think this is good content. I just think
it's a shark themed birthday party. We're going to make we're doing a balloon arch of shark stuff. We're going to have the table with the donuts and the presents go inside upstairs to the table. The moms will bring those in. The moms aren't going to fuck my shit up. And then everybody else just get the fuck outside. Stay out there the whole time until it's time for after the pizza gets delivered. You have pizza, and then it's like, hey, we're going to go inside. You're going to sing happy birthday to her. Then everybody gets a donut. Then you go back the fuck outside, and we're done.
Hartzell, what do you think about the irony that it's a shark-themed party and they're going to need a bigger boat?
Nailed it.
Yeah. All right, folks, let's grow.